Let's start the Gemara. We learned yesterday the din of Kash, two dinim, the din of Achi Yigmar Din and the din of Kasha Zaman of Alay Kasha Asa. And the Gemara jumps on the first din of the Mishnah. Tana, Beribi, Aymer. What is Beribi? So Rashi here says Beribi is the person's name. Inside it says to look at Rashi and Cholin, there Rashi says it's not a name. Here Rashi says it's a language of Kashivus. My mom, this is Tali, and I'm not sure. At any rate, Beribi, Aymer, Loi Hargu Ne'aragim, Hargu Ein'arag. What did he say? The same thing as it says in our Mishnah. That Kasha Zama, but like Kasha Asa. Amar Aviv, the knee, Ma'ab Kavachai, no. That's a chance. What was he asking? Ma'ab Kavachai, no, what's the Kasha? Kasha makes sense to you? I had a problem with this Kasha. I don't know if any of the Mepharshim mentioned it, but we said yesterday that Kasha Zama V'Loi Kasha Asa is a Zeret HaKasa. We learned that out of Achiz, Kain, according to one Pshat, Kasha Zama according to the other Pshat, it's a Zeret HaKasa. So what do you mean, La Kalva Chaymahu? What's the Kalva? You're right, it is a Kalva Chaymahu, that's what cares. But there's a Zeret HaKasa, so who cares if there's a Kalva Chaymahu? No, you don't. If you have a pasuk that tells you something, well, let's say I would, I'll say, Ma'adach ha'chol ma'ayit Pesach, where you're allowed to do malacha. You're not allowed to eat chametz. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do malacha. You're certainly not allowed to eat chametz. What's wrong with the Kalva Chaymah? What about Shadabas of Kayim? You trying to answer what I asked? I'm asking that there's a cost of Kasha, that Achiz Kayim. If it's not Achiz Kayim, you don't get Kasha Zama. So if you have that Zeret HaKasu, why don't I know both things from the public? You follow what I'm asking? I don't think I'm making it so complicated. If it's a Xeris HaKasu, so it's true, it's a Kabbalah kind of differently. Right? Madach, if I have a beged with four corners, I have to put tzitzis on four corners. So if I have a beged with six, I should have to put on also on all the corners. Not true. If you have a beged with six corners, you only put on four. So there's no, you can't make Kabbalah kind of something that's a perish in the pasuk. Right? If there's this, Madach, you put on someone during the week, so Shabbos has a big kiddush, you still may put on someone. Maybe you're right, but the pasuk says you don't put on someone on Shabbos. Right, whatever we what it is. If it's there's a cost of what kind of cash is it says the Kalva Chaymah? What? So let's see. According to, if you learn like the Rambam, there's a cost of Achiv Kayim. So it's, I don't know a way out of the cash. What Nachum started to say is that if you learn Kasha Zama, the like Kasha Rasa, you can learn two ways. You can learn Kasha Zama, but like Kasha Asa is Xeris HaKasa, that Kasha Asa is Potter, in which case my Kasha is still Shver. Well, you can learn, no, it's not Xeris HaKasa, that Kasha Asa is Potter. Just the only Chai is the Kasha Zama. If there's no Kasha Zama, Kasha Asa is not Kasha Zama. So it's not a Ptur. It just tells you the Chiyu is only Kasha Zama, but like Kasha Asa means there's no pasuk for Kasha Asa. We don't know Kasha Asa. Follow? You can learn Kasha Zama is a miyut for like Kasha Asa. Well, you can learn Kasha Zama for like Kasha Asa means that there's a pasuk for Kasha Zama, and we don't have a dealer for Kasha Asa. So we don't know, you know, we don't have any place that teaches us Kasha Asa. If you learn it this way, so then maybe it makes sense to say, you don't have a dealer for Kasha Asa. Last time if I know. Maybe it's the Mahalach to answer. What? And then his son's answer was good or bad. He's not saying it was a different answer, or he's saying the answer was good. But the answer is correct, then Eshem and Adin. But then my problem is no problem. Why didn't you need Eshem and Adin? The apostle. It was very apostle. If it's a far, then the Gemara's cash is good. If you look at the cost of Achiz Kayim, then it's not good. Yeah, if you learn like that, the Kasha Zama, it's not a Ptura Kasha Asa, it's just how do you know Kasha Asa. If you learn like that, then it's good, then you're right, then you can. It's only if you learn, there's certainly if you learn a lot of things. No, I'm Yishra Kasha Zama, you think Yishra, you know Yishra Kasha Asa. Okay. Oh, if you learn it's not a Ptura, then it's good. What do you think the din would be? I'm sticking some questions that I don't know the answer to. If that I'll talk about some things I do know the answer to. I think I know, but what do you think the din would be? If I could find them in, say, Eidus, about a man and a woman, they were Mizana, and they're both Chayav Misa. They both have Asra. So two people are Chayav Misa. So Bezdin passed in the RPM, and Bezdin gave Misa to one of them, and they didn't give Misa to the second one yet. And then we're mounting the Eidim. Follow? Eidim comes to Bezdin and they say, Eshetish was Mizano, Barotzen with this man. So both Eshetish and the man, they're both Chayav Misa. Now Bezdin goes, they kill, let's say, the man first. And they're about to kill the lady, and before they kill the lady, the Eidim come running in, and they say, Manu, you send them a complaint. So there's Eidim. Now, Bezdin says, okay, we're going to give the Zaymim a Misa. They tried to give Misa. The Zaymim and Taina, no. Kasha Zama like Kasha Asa. We were Kasha Asa, we gave him a Misa. And Bezdin says, what he's talking about is on the man it was Kasha Asa, but on the lady it was only Kasha Zama. It was all one did tell. It was all one night to Bezdin. Wow. One night to Bezdin. What? It's set to them both. And only one of them got Misa. That she deserves. You think she's the
end of the game? No, it wasn't punishment or it's split up. So we had like, let them look at it like one big punishment. Or it's just like, you know, each punishment is like an individual punishment.
If you look at it individually, yeah, but they're being punished for the Haggadah Davis. The punishment is for the Avis they said. The Avis they said was a half of a Kasha Asa.
It was good. The Kasha Asa didn't happen until the second.
But if you learn Kasha Zaman, but like Kasha Asa is not a Psora, it's just you get punished for Kasha Zaman, then you're certainly right. If you learn that it's not a Psora, it's just the Torah only said Kasha Zaman. It didn't say anything about Kasha Asa. So here, Kasha Zaman, they should be punished. The only topic is, if you learn that Kasha, but like Kasha Asa is a Psora, because there is a kasha that Kasha Asa has a tour, has a way out. So then I'm not sure if once they have the tour of Kasha Asa, maybe this I'd rather say this has a tour. Unless you're right, it should be two different I'd rather say. Okay, not sure.
What?
If it's not a tour, then I understand. The Torah says Kasha Zama gets punished. Kasha Asa, we have no Makar gets punished. Kasha Asa, Zama gets punished. Were they Kasha Zaman people? Yes, they were. They did Kasha Zaman on this woman. So they deserve a punishment. But, I don't know. You told me to fire him when I'm asking you this story. Is it a... At any rate, let's get to the main idea of this Gemara, and that is, Omar Lai Mazatana Rabbeinu Shein Anshim Min Adin. Tanya. Isha Shayika Kasafaita Basavim and Basima. Ainly Allah Basav Shloy Basim may Basim Shloy Basavim. Basim may Basavina, Yen Tamil Lina, Erebasa Chaita Gim. Actually, I may actually did it. I really wouldn't say I would have a kavah chayim emanesh. Basav yishloy basim leiv basim yishloy basav. Basav basim elikosh kiyayim. The magid tar shein on shemenei. Ayin shemanu as army nayin from another pasuk. Tamavay neev as achayim on basidicha. A basim echad. Same thing. Eli al basav yishloy basim. Basim yishloy basav. Basav basim eminayin. Tamavay neev as bashay sasadicha. Ramad sasadicha achayim chayim. Ashloy yishloy minadit. My was Rabbi Basim Shloy Basav Basav Shloy Basim. So Shloy Basim had a kosh came. Oh, Matt, Hashem has here in Adin. What the pasuk say? The Gemara is bringing two gezeres hakos. One that is in Ein Shem in Adin, and one that is in Masirin, which is merely the same idea that from a kav chaimel we don't punish. In order to punish, you need Ein Shem and Atara. So both the Ein Shem and Atara have to be the Feirish. They can't be a kav chaimel. So we learn out that ain't an ancient min again. That from a kavah chaimel you can't give an ancient. In the Tama Dabar, why ain't an ancient min again? There are two shittas in the early Afrainim. Why ain't an ancient min again? Why? Why don't you give an ancient from a kavah chaimel? A kavah chaimel is one of the 13 midas that are in the Drashas Behem. So why? Why shouldn't I be able to give an ancient from a kavah chaimel? Why is it different than a gzereshava or a kavah tzachaklal or a hekish? Everything you give einshim from. Why dafka kavah chaimel is different than ein einshim min adin? What's the reason? What's the svaras adam? So there are two mahalchim to explain the concept of ein einshim min adin, and we'll get to some nafkaminis between them, but basically, there are two mahalchim. The Marsha's in Sanhedrin, that's Samach Dalin. Marsha says, why ain't Einshim in Adin? Not the Marsha, because what does the Kavah Chaimel mean? Madach, a smaller Aveira gets the Einish. Certainly, the bigger Aveira should get the Einish. That's the Kavah Chaimel. Madach, a smaller Aveira gets, let's say, Malkin. The bigger Aveira certainly gets Malkin. Masha says no. Malchus, when a person gets Malchus, he has a kapara for his Aveira. So for smaller Aveira, maybe the Torah said the smaller Aveira deserves to get a kapara by Malchus. But the bigger Aveira, the Chamor, maybe doesn't deserve to get a kapara for Malchus. So who says that the Mohammedic Aveira Malchus is enough? Now, Malchus is not enough. We don't give Malchus. We only give Malchus if it's Mechaper. And Malchus is not Mechaper, so we don't give Malchus. This is similar, if I have to give you a mashal, is Gemara in the second parak. Which, what? The what? The what? By Kuiper, right? By Kuiper, you have the same idea. If it's not a Kapala, you don't take Kuiper. I was thinking, something which is also like more logical. If you kill someone b'shaygeg, what happens? The person gets killed. If someone kills somebody by a shaygeg karav l'mezid, what happens? If you kill someone b'shaygeg, you get killed. Kill someone b'mezid, have me. If someone kills somebody by a shaygeg karav l'mezid, no galus, no misa. Off the hook. Is that fair? If he kills B'shaygeg, he gets done. If he kills B'mezid, he gets Misa. If he's in between, B'shaygeg, Karav, B'mezid, he gets nothing. He should at least get Golos. The Gemara says no. Because who says Golos is enough of a Kapara to him? For B'shaygeg, you go to Golos, you have a Kapara. B'shaygeg, Karav, B'mezid, that's not enough of a Kapara. The Mashah is saying the same thing here.
Isn't it better to get sort of a Kapara or a small Kapara than a Kapara?
We don't hit somebody unless he's going to get a Kapara. We're going to give him Malchus. He's still not going to have a kapara. That's not what the Torah demands. What? I don't know. Any tikkusim that he has, if he rolls in snow and he bangs his head in the wall, it doesn't count for anything. Maybe he's going to choose. I don't know. But, we only have the peasant only has the rules of peasant. So that's the Marsha Svarah. The peasant is a very good Svarah. That who says that Malchus is a good enough kapara for the Mohammed the Kafir? That's as far as the Marsha. So there are some Averis for which the Torah doesn't give us any Kapara. And any Averis that a person does for which the Torah doesn't tell you how to have a Kapara, It's up to you to do tshuva. If you do tshuva, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you. If you don't, you won't. Things that are malchus, you have a method. But he gets malchus, and he has a kapara. But if the Torah doesn't give you a way of having a kapara, so there are a lot of avodas. The Torah say the Torah doesn't give you a way to get a kapara. A lot of shame of ma'isa. The Torah doesn't give you a way. The only way is tshuva. That's the shita of the Marsha. The das of the is in back of the Sefer Brach is a section called Klolei Midei Satira, rules of the Midei Satira. Klolei Midei Talmud is called. It's known as Midei Sarai. I think originally it was in a sefer known as Midei Sarai, and there it says a different reason. Totally different. Why ain't ancient minadin? Why is Kal v'chomer different than Kfir Shava, Kal v'chomer, etc.? Says that there's a rule unique to Kal v'chomer that Adam don Kal v'chomer me'atmai. The Kal v'chomer you could be done on your own logic, totally dependent on logic. The other rules are not based on logic, they're based on certain rules of certain messiahs. Kal v'chomer is unique in that it's based on Svarim. Kal v'chomer is Adam don Kal v'chomer v'atzmai. You have a shayla and a Shabbos and you're at home and you learn a sifra Mishnah Berurah, so you can make your own Kal v'chomer and say, well, that's mutter and this is mutter. That's us and this is us. You better be sure you're right. But Adam don Kal v'chomer v'atzmai. A person can be done a Kal v'chomer on his own. And we know sometimes you can have a Kal v'chomer which just sounds good, and later you come up with a pircha. A pircha meaning you have, like the Gemara has, what says a Kal v'chomer? It says mala this, that is different. Sometimes a Kal v'chomer later you can come up with a pircha and disprove it. Therefore, every Kal v'chomer is not so solid. It's not such solid ground. You don't know for sure that the Kal v'chomer is correct. It might be a parapha that you'll come up with tomorrow. So now you're going to give someone malchus based on your Kal v'chomer. You're going to give someone malchus ancient and adin. You're going to give someone, maybe tomorrow you're going to have a parapha. You give someone malchus today. And then tomorrow maybe you'll come up with a parapha on the Kal v'chomer. So a Kal v'chomer is not solid enough that we should give ancient first. Because a Kal v'chomer is always, there's always a possible topic in a Kal v'chomer. And therefore, Kal v'chomer is not solid enough to say ancient minhag. This is far. What? In Masihimah is the same thing, because Masihimah is just a way of giving malchus. In order to give malchus, you need one person for ayinish, one person for masar. You could have the yisr. The yisr you'll have. In Masihimah just means you don't satisfy the tenai of having azhar in order to give a punishment from Kal v'chomer. You might think if I have one pair of one thing Danish potatoes and that's our Kal v'chomer is good enough, you say no, they both. And it all comes down to Danish. That's right. I'll give you an example. The Torah says a lav on eating an animal that has one sin, either mafis parasa or shesha shesha. Right? The Torah does not have a lav for an animal that's missing both. Somebody eats pork, so there's a lav. If somebody eats horse meat, there's no lav in the Torah. There's an asay, there's no lav. So according to most Rishonim, there's no mountain. Because in Aishim and Adin. Okay, there's no Aynish, because it doesn't say the same. Now it's true that in Isser I could know. If you know asay, I would know an Isser from a Kal v'chomer. But not an Einish. So this is a machlokes. There's enough gemina between them. So this, as I showed some of you in the Berachos Avraham in Bava Kamma, on that day, he mentions two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is something you learn out of a mamatzinu. A mamatzinu is almost the same as a Kal v'chomer, except that a mamatzinu means two things that are similar. Not one is Kal and one is Chamor, but two things that are similar. Two things are similar, you can learn things out of a mamatzinu. Right, we learn out the shlichus from a mamasim. Torah says yesh shlichus by separating truma. So from there, I learn out of a mamasim that there could be a shliach to be mekadesh ish. It's a mamasim. It's not that one is mochamer, one is mochamer. Just that the Torah revealed it in one place. We say mamasim is applied to all similar cases. So the question is, if I have a mamatzinu, and from this mamatzinu, I could learn out an einish. You give an einish based on a mamatzinu. How does it work out? According to the mashah, it should be. According to the mashah, we should give an einish from a mamatzinu. Because the only reason Ein Onshin Adin is because it's not a kapara for the Mohammedic thing. If so, if it's a Mahamatsinu, to think that are equal, so then I should be able to give an Einish through a method of a Mahamatsinu. However, if you go with the Shita of the Nidasaran, you go with the Shita that it might have a Pircha, so Mahamatsinu also. The Gemara asks Pircha, so maybe this is different for different reasons. The Mamatzinu could also have a pair. And I think the Mishnah Melech declares the Shaila is Einshin from a Mamatzinu, and the Chayra is totally in these two ways of learning. No, Mamatzinu means they're equal. Just like you say Shlichus by separating Truma, you say Shlichus by being the Kaddish Yisha. Not because one is Mokal and one is Mokama. The concept of Shlichus is a concept, it's not. Second afkamina, if einshin mamin min adin, if mamin is, you can give somebody an einish mamin from a kal v'chayim. Is ein einshin min adin only by malchus or visa, but does it apply by mamin as well? The Gemara holds that ein einshin mamin min adin, and the Mechilta holds einshin mamin min adin. Instead of backwards. The Gemara holds, the Shas holds Einshin Mamin Min Adin, and the Mechilta holds Ein Einshin Mamin Min Adin. How does it work by Mamin? So again, it's totally in the two Sfaras. If you hold, like the Midas Arayim, then maybe this Kal V'Chayimah has a Pircha. So by Mamin too. You want to make me pay because of a Kal V'Chayimah, but, you know, I might see Mechaveret all over Raya. You have to be able to prove that I have to pay. If it might have a pircha, it's not enough to be the chayav imamim. So if you hold like the nidasarim, then ein ein shemamim and adin. Kal v'chayim is not a sure thing. So ein ein shemamim and adin. However, if you hold like the marashah, by mamim, you could say, madach, let's say I'll tell you, madach, someone who steals $50 has to pay $50. Someone who steals $100, tzucha has to pay $50. It's true, he does have to pay $50. They might have to pay $100. But 50 is part of the 100. Mamin, you don't pay mamin just to get a kapara. Paying mamin is not just an Indian of kapara. Paying mamin is a tashlumin. It's a reimbursement for what you did. Now that, you can't say to Marsha Svara that maybe for a mukhulatika loss of money you have to pay. A mohammedika loss of money you don't have to pay. You certainly have to pay. Even if you pay the smaller amount, it's not enough. You still have to pay the smaller amount. Because you owe money. Someone owes someone $100. And all he has is $50. So he can't say, look, I don't want to pay you $50, because I'm not going to have a kapara. I'm going to wait till I have the whole $100. That's up. If you owe someone $100 and you have $50, you have to pay the $50. And when you get the other $50, you'll pay that. Because mamin is not just a kapara. Mamin is to make good. It's restitution. To make good on this which you lose because someone to lose for restitution that you should say that I did you should have to replace the money according to the law.
Because you
see, but we usually say Hamaiti Mechaveh Rav Haraya. If you have Raiv on your side on something, so when I might see mommy, why can't you might see I'll be Raiv? It's also Eshe B'chazara. If you prove that you are part of the Mi'ah, it's okay to say. But yeah, in order to take to be Mighty Mama, you really need a right. You really need a certainty.
And now, certainty, we're sure.
All right, let me, on the clue of what you're saying, I'll talk about it. It's still, the way, all right, we'll talk about it. Yeah. Not really true, because it's a different group. When you have a group that's related to you with one relationship, you have a group that's related with two, it's a different group. It's not doing the same thing twice. It's not so. It's not like someone's boy about talking and then boy about the chaisa. It's a new group and something new. The Kasha Zamba like Kasha Asa, you should say what you say. Yes. Kasha Zamba like Kasha Asa is really the Kasha Asa is Kasha Zamba plus Kasha Asa, which would be a good question. But I think Rashi was us here. Now, but getting back here to the Mashah and the Midas Aaron. Svara. Anybody can talk about Svara here? Svara, what do you see? You see the Mashah, you see the Midas Aaron. One of them everyone jumps on. You can jump on whichever one you like. But there's a major problem with one of the two, right? Huh? The Mashah, I agree the Mashah makes more sense. What's the problem with the Midas Aaron? The problem with the Midas Aaron is that, Okay, phrase it that way. I think Rabbi Chana phrases the way you're phrasing it. I was going to phrase it differently. Rabbi Chana phrases it that you should never make a kavachana. You should never make a kavachana. Now the Gemara has, I'll give you an example. I think Rabbi Chana's example is this. The Gemara says that chuppah is good for kedushin. Like the Mishnah says, there are three types of kedushin, keser, shtar, and bia. Rav Huna holds chuppah, kainah, and kavachana. Chuppah could do kedushin too. Kavachayim. Mada chuppah could do nisuin, which makes you fully married. Certainly it could do kedushin, which starts you off. So the Gemara says, on that Gimel Amir Alten kedushin, that Rav Huna holds chuppah kind of a kavachayim. That means if a person gets married with chuppah, so Rav Huna will be beside the kedushin, you're married. Why don't this couple sit at home and they think, hey, you know, maybe in a week we'll think of a pircha to the kavachaymer, and we won't be married. The marriage is not a marriage. We're kind of chasna. We make sheva brachas for nothing. We need a whole week of sheva brachas, and all based on a kavachaymer. Maybe it'll be wrong. The answer is that Torah is given to us to work with according to Asfara. Torah is given to us to work with according to Asfara. And we're dying on Hashem of Raya. A dying, the mitzvah, the paskin halach is based on Asfara. So if his svara dictates something, so he passes based on it. Where do you come along and say, who knows, maybe tomorrow he'll change his mind? You know, we find in the Gemara sometimes, Tanon held the Shita, and 20 years later, someone convinced them they changed their mind. They were like, oh, it's an Adma. If they did the 20 years as an Adma, they passed based on their understanding. What? Why? Paskin the halacha. Rav Huna was paskining for. Yeah, the person doesn't know if this is a marriage or not. So Rav Huna told him, you know, if this is a marriage, you can get married. They were lying to Rav Huna. What do we say? Every time the Gemara paskins the halacha, it's for. So we want to know what to do. We open up the Shulchan Aruch and we look at what to do. I mean, we're always being compelled to follow. We always follow a couple of things. What? No, this is a problem. The problem is that we always work up his svara. What does it mean, this Aaron?
Even on Nisan, should make the kavachayim.
Yeah, we should always work on the kavachayim.
In order to give the Aaron,
so that's the only way really out is to say that Anshim, the Tzilei Ha'eda, Anshim has its own level of proof. And there's a cuts about the Tzilei Ha'eda, and that's what the Midas Aaron means. And by Oichim, it's a unique thing that is observed for Kartov Yitzilai Aida. And the Melech. Is that true by Momin? Then by Momin, we should work out these parts. You know, the Yitzilai Aida Momin. What? There's no Yitzilai Aida anyway by Momin. It's not too sorry. No, it's not Shafi Yitzilai Aida by Momin. Which side are you going to try to be mad? Yishmerach HaLakam does not teach you with your eye there, for sure. It doesn't, that's for certain. Yeah. It teaches one. But it can't be, all the rules of your eye, they should apply. I don't know. I have to argue with you, I don't know. No, the Tila is that they have to wait overnight till they think and give me a question. The moment is supposed to say. Okay, I'm not sure. The truth is, the Tila is by Mephashis. Not really by Malchus anyway. But there's still a problem. Rabbi Chanan asks, the way I believe Rabbi Chanan asks is the following. You have a man that's Mekadesh Isha with Chuppah. She's married. She's married, Mekabel. The next day, someone's in the Zana with this Eishes Ish. Did she get Nisa?
Yeah.
Hi, maybe the Kabel Chaim has a Pirtha, and she shouldn't get Nisa. Kabel Chaim. Yeah, the Kabel Chaim that says Chuppah is Kaina. So good. Chuppah is Kaina. The man gets married. He wants to save himself the money for the ring. Okay, the ring costs money. Instead of getting her a ring, he says, you know what, we'll use chuppah for the whole for Kedushin too. So Harry up with the Kedushin sleep, the chuppah zoo. So according to Rafuna, at least, she's married. According to Rafuna, she's married. The next day, someone's mezana with her, the man gets misa. 1 minute. In Eichem it I did. The only reason we said they're married is based on a Kabbalah Chaimer. In Eichem it I did. According to the Midas Ta'arin, and this is just one example, Shas is full of Kavachaymer. You just have to take any Kavachaymer and figure out a way that it could be twisted into Dinei Nefashim, that it could end up in Dinei Nefashim. The fight was a problem.
That's the
thing. Kavachaymer wants to get married, though. Yes, so we're going to give him Misa, and maybe tomorrow someone will have a pirchon up on this Kavachaymer.
So that's how it goes.
Well, if the Pircha and the Kal V'Chaimer, then he just didn't think of it the other day. If you marry someone off the Chuppah today, and tomorrow you have a Pircha and the Kal V'Chaimer, you go back to the couple and you tell them, listen, get yourself a ring and do it right. I made a mistake yesterday. So all Kal V'Chaimer then was on the side. Elamai, you have to say, not like the Midas Aaron, you have to say the Kal V'Chaimer's work. And there might be a Pircha, what can I do? This is a problem with the mahalach of this sheet of the Midas Aaron. Maybe there's a pircha. Maybe there's a pircha. You shouldn't be able to do most kal v'chaim in Isha. I think it's a kiddush. No, the kiddush of Daf Dalet. In Daf Dalet, the Gemara says that we should look at that the kiddush from kal v'chaim. That's what we're looking for. Well, yes, that's kiddush. Why should we look at that? Why do you need a pasuk to catch the kiddush from kal v'chaim?
Why do you
not say
Hashem
is in? Because it's a mashup, which is
fine.
Because why did he make it so big? If he, I only know because. Why? Why did he make it so? Why is it such a big part? Why is Hashem is in? There aren't so many parents. Just the word
that Hashem is in has no parents. I'm not saying
on his part. It's not. Doesn't mean it's not his part. We have kashas on him. It's very hard to answer. I don't know, in the Birchas Avraham, what he tried to say in Ois Hay, in the piece that some of you took today, is that the Midas Aaron just means that it's Xeris HaKasus. They have to be chashish for a pircha. It's really Xeris HaKasus. They don't really learn from HaFaisa. It's not because logically we say they might be a pircha. It's Xeris HaKasus. Xeris HaKasus means that you have to be chashish for a pircha. Sure, how much that helps, how much it doesn't help. But basically, the sheet of the Midas Aaron is considered the weaker of the two sheetas. Marshasan said the stronger of the two shittas, and that's what remains at least for now. But Achaisai ben Achaisai. What? Someone else's timing, but I Pesach's not like the moment that way. Pesach doesn't say, all right, I'm not sure, so pay in the meantime. I'm making up about it. Yeah, so now we're sure. The truth is, if you say that there's a cost, Dafka by Nisa Malkus, then you're right, then by moment we'll do that. And the emphasis, we do that. You assume the Kabbalah is correct. The crash is only based on the story of the Gemara. Now let's get back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Chayv Malkus Minayin. Tell me why the Rosh Hashanah. Why isn't it Chayv Malkus Minayin? So Rashi learned, now here, listen carefully, because in Pshat, some of you argued with me about this. Chayv Malkus Minayin. Rashi says it means Minayin what? Minayin what? But you need a Gemara did. Now, the way I understand Rashi, Rashi's going on both dinim of our Mishnah. Chayv Malkus Minayin. How do you know that you don't give the Yanish before the Gemara din? And how do you know Kasha Zonov like Kasha Asa? It's really both, because Tamil Lema Resha Resha. We should learn from the Gezerah Shava that both have the same dinim. Besides the din of Achi Gemara din, you don't give Kasha Zonov. Besides the din of Kasha Zonov like Kasha Asa. I think this is correct shot in the Gemara. And the same thing with Chayv Golis Minayin, according to Rashi, Ashi Reiterach and Seach, it's going on both. Now, the Rambam cannot learn this way. Because the Rambam holds that Malkus, you don't say Kashazam like Hashem. The way we learned the Rambam, at least according to most of the Mepharshim, you don't say Kashazam like Hashem by Malkus, it's only by Nisa. So the Rambam will learn this Gemara like Rabbeinu Chananel. Rambam in general, it's a rule that the Rambam goes Rabbeinu Chananel Shita. And Rabbeinu Chananel learns Chayvei Malkus Ninova means how do you know Einoch Shemin Adin by Chayvei Malkus. Achaisa is not a case of Chayvei Malkus. The same thing with Chayvei Golos Ninai. So there are two pshatim in this Gemara. Sorry, the two things we said yesterday. Chayvei Golos, according to probably will be anyway. And it's also going to be Kasha Zama. It's going to be Malki. Kasha Asa, it could be always Kasha. Depending on how you learn like that. Depending on where you're going to get it from. Then I have a problem. If you look, the Rambam said that by Malkus you give Kasha Zaman even if also. Right? That's the way we learned the Rambam put it up like in the Kasha Zaman. If you learn off by Sana, then you might be right. If you learn off Kasha Zaman, I'm talking to one of Kasha Zaman, nothing else. Tanya, I'm Rabbi the Ben Taboy. Erev in the Chama and Moi Harakti a Zaman. What did the Tabai do exactly? He killed an Eid Zayman before the Nidim was Harub, which is the right thing to do. He just made a side mistake. Why did he kill this Eid Zayman? He didn't know that you don't kill if it's only one. So tell me, why didn't he kill the Seid Zayman?
Because he didn't know, he just killed
the No, because then where Shem Meshachah tells him, he gets all upset. So obviously he didn't know this. Right? He didn't know about Jesus and Mishnei. So he didn't know this thing about Jesus and Mishnei, and so he killed. So why did he kill the Seid Zayman? That's why? I thought he did it because he thought that's the halakha.
That's all right.
So what does it mean, Lahayti Nabi Mishot Tzedukah? He did it, but that's the din! He didn't do Lahayti Nabi Mishot Tzedukah.
He was hoping that he would get to such a fact, else he can show the Tzedukah that that's not the way they hold.
Yeah, but the reason he did it wasn't like to leave on. The reason he did it, he said the halacha.
He was saying that I want to help come to this master class, I can show them that.
You're just happy that it came.
Right.
But Adolf Lanier learned that this person deserved Nisa for something else. Because really, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu made it Tarkala. Really, this person could have gotten Nisa for a different thing he did. And Yudah ben Tabor chat and gave him Nisa for this, because lo hayti mulim shel tzedukah. So that it was really a Gavra who deserved Nisa. Had it been a Gemara Din, I did the Hilchos Machal Shabbos. He deserved Nisa. Plus, he was an Eid Zayin. So Yehuda ben Tabor killed him. The Gemara Din was for this, because he was likely to leave a Shatzaduki. Now he had Chayrat. He had no right to kill him. He was never a Gemara Din on the full Shabbos. He chacht and did this. He did the wrong thing. So actually, he gave him Nisa improperly. But Mahayti Melibish HaTzadik, he was looking for the opportunity, and he had the opportunity, so he grabbed it. I swear, and Moshe Fakta Dam Nasi. Shari Amr, Chachamene, Zem Nero, Gam Shizu Mishneyem. They like it, Shizu Mishneyem. Oh, they got all upset. Yad Kil Lover, Yidu Metabai, Sha'ein Eimai Lahira, El Lef Neshem, Meshatach. And Chol Yom Rashur, Yidu Metabai, Yidu Mishnatech, Hakibra Shalai Seha Ei, Vayakaila Yishma. They heard a voice. They thought it was the call of the harlot. You know, I guess they were superstitious. When I die, I'll stop. I'm alive. That's not proof. Maybe in Shemayim he would come to Din. Or in Ani Tuesday, Thursday. So, what does he mean? Maybe it was really the harlot's call. Huh? So the response says, no, Yehuda ben Tabor wasn't lying. It was Kaila Shali. He's just saying the Teda is not a proof. That's all. The Teda is not a proof, but of course Yehuda ben Tabor is telling the truth. That's just the way the response. At any rate, what do we learn from the story? It should only pass with Patishim and Shata. Alright, there's a lot of mostly you can learn from the story. There's one thing that the response says we learn from here, is that even after a person dies, it's possible to ask mechila from the person. That even if the person's dead, you ask mechila. And we know, halacha, we do that. If a person has to ask mechila for someone who's dead, he goes to his kever, and he's mevakesh, he asks mechila. In the... what? In the Bible, they ask mechila. So this idea that the mechila is the person is saying both. Even after both are dead, you can still have mechila. So that there's always hope. In the Yad HaMelech, he brings the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Zayin, says that if someone kills someone, in the chelik lo mabar. Ritzeach is in the chelik lo mabar. The Yad HaMelech asks, what's the makar for that? Where's the saying Gemara? He killed somebody, he can't do tshuva because of being a Ritzaya. Why can't he do tshuva and become a tzaddik? The Rambam says, if you kill somebody, aim the chelik lo mabar. Why? The Yad HaMelech says, because on the Bein Adam Lechaveirai, there's no kapara until you mafayas him. And if he killed somebody, too late, you can't be mafayas him anymore. So in the Chayyim Abba, that Yad HaMelech is not like this Ritzvah. This Ritzvah is a pure, but Yad HaMelech is an Akron. He's the grandchild of the Knight of Yehuda. He's over 1,100 years ago. And it's the Ritzvah Rishon. No, in the Ritzvah, the Gemara says, you say Pai. It is possible to be the Pai. No, why?
Yeah.
Come on, still says he's a Pisces.
Why not?
If you do tshuva and yes, mechila. Yes, mechila without tshuva, it's nothing. Yes. Now what's trying to Rambam? So we have a kasha, but his parents seems to be an addict. The Rambam does not explain. He's not to me, why no one explains this Rambam. What? If he's caught, then he had a throw. I guess he needs to get around on some means. You're right. Somebody is a mitzvah and doesn't kill him, it's a kapara. The Rambam probably means if you, in the case we don't get on Yishuv Eretz. There's no Ashra, there's no Eidim. But now we can't finish the Sugya without the Rambam. It's a famous Rambam, it's also in the Chinuch. The Rambam says the Svara for Kasha Zama and the Kasha Asa. Why you say Svara for Zeret HaKasa? Not sure. But the Rambam says the Svara. Why is it Kasha Zama and the Eidim get Isa and not Kasha Asa? What's the Svara? The Rambam says, before they stick a thing, he says that if you try to give someone Isa and Kasha Zama, so they didn't get Isa, because they tried to kill an innocent person. You have no reason to think you're guilty, so they tried to kill an innocent person. But Kasha also, if Eidim fool Bezdin and they give someone Nisa, so Elikim Nisa Fadas El, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a special siyata d'shmaya to a Bezdin. If the Bezdin paskin that and get, actually gets a Nisa, it can't be that he's an innocent person. Must be that he's really a guilty person. Maybe he's not guilty for this reason, he's guilty for a different reason. But it must be that there's something wrong with him. And then, it's not vitamin, it's not as severe. They didn't try to kill an innocent person, they tried to kill a guilty person. So, Akasha Asa, in a way, is megala that it's not as bad. Not as bad. If you kill somebody, if you try to kill somebody, and if a person tries, there's no other can eat about it there. But if Bezdin actually killed somebody, we have an assumption that this person was not an innocent person.
I also was, right?
That's true. So even if a person is supposed to be punished, true that you, even if it's supposed to get me, if you're the one who killed him, you need a kapara. They did an avno. We don't mean to let them off the hook totally. But it's not as bad as Kasha Zama. The whole time we're going to Gemara, Kasha Zama is worse than Kasha Zama, right? Come find him. The Bank says no. Kasha Zama, in a way, is worse than Kasha
Zama.
Rather, they do kill him, because he had anything to give out of so why do you say Kalasan was going to write that? This would be the sound of Kirchhoff and the Kalasan. True? Kirchhoff and the whole Kalasan, right? This is not like. Yeah, Machaira, according to the Svara, Rechaz, the Rambam, the Rambam. Created his mouth is probably the same thing. It doesn't get him out, he must be guilty. So this is the Svara of the Rambam. The Tumim has a different Svara. Lamdisha Svara. That the Gemara says, let's say two Eidim say Reuven killed Shimon. And then Zaynamin come. And the Zaynamin say, no, Immanuel Yisrael. And the Baldin, Reuben says, you know something? It's not true. I did kill Shimon, and they were there. You have a case? Zaynamin, any Zaynamin, that's after Yisrael. Zaynamin come, and the Mazin the first way. But the Baldavar says that the Bazimin are liars. The talk is coming for my benefit. It's not true. I did kill Shimon, and the Zaynamin was after there. I want to see the Zaynamin get killed properly. So the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Dachayim Hay, that the Zaynamin are off the hook. If the Baal Din himself says the Eid and Zaynamin were there, then they're off the hook. The Baal's are finished. Why? In Baba Kama, we'll see why. But that's a second Gemara. You follow? That if Eid and Amazin, and then the Baal Dava says the Zaynamin were with us, the Zaynamin are off the hook, they don't get punished. What? No, we don't say the Baal Din is 100% right. We don't believe in more than Eidim. It's like Eidim's Mukhet. So we don't have proof that they're lying. No one said he wanted to eat them.
You get killed.
So the needle won't get killed because a person doesn't get killed up the aspirin. Everybody would. You can't give a person Nisa to his own work. So he doesn't get Nisa, but the thing is not safe. It's enough to create a suffix. The suffix now is a trade of trend. Okay. You can ask, it's a legitimate question. I don't mean that. That's the Gemara. Zap the Tumi is beautiful. Kasha Zama is the light Kasha Asa. Because the Bezdin already killed the Baldin. Bezdin already killed the Baldin. And now Zayin and Kaam, and they're not in the first two Aiden. The first two Aiden now are being refused a possible out of their Aish. The Torah gave them an out. When you imagine two Aiden, the Aiden could run to the Baldin and try to convince him to tell, and that's the way they get out of their Aish. That's if he's alive. That's if he's alive. If he's dead already, when the Zaynimim come, the Mazimim come. Now the Zaynimim are missing their ability to get the Baldin to support them. It's like you have an appeals court. Right? The Mazimim come, the Mazim, so the Zaynimim can run, their appeals court is the Baldin. They can run to the Baldin and tell the Baldin, tell the truth. Tell the truth. Suppose money's alive, they can do it. If Kasha Asa, he's dead already. If he's dead already, so they're missing this out. So Mamela, Kasha's over by Kasha Asa. They're not going to give the Zaynimim Kasha Asa because maybe the Baldava would have been made to them. Beautiful. Zuck the Tumim. So this is another pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam said, you only say Kasha's over by Kasha Asa by Nisa and not by Malchus. Very good. This far is true by Nisa because the Baldava is dead. But let's say the Baldava got Malchus. And now you're mad. So now the Zaynimim could go running to him and tell him, listen, tell the truth. So if Memela, this is the Svara, the Tumim says of the Rambam, this is the Svara of the Kasha, Zomba by Kasha, so this is the Rambam sheet. So these are two Hezbeirim Svaras. Generally, I have to tell you the truth, it's considered a curiosity. It's an unusual thing. That's the Rambam saying the Svara for something that's by a significant cost. That's Zomba by Kasha, also the Gemara says there's a common benefit here. It's a curious thing that the Ramban says as far away. You always try to say a term. You don't make the minutes in the town, but you always try to give a term. That's the term you give. Tomorrow, my goal is to learn an omni. So please be prepared, okay? Probably won't happen, but be prepared.